year to go until the London 2012 Olympic Games. And so very nice to chat to this morning our very own Hertfordshire hopeful, Jodie Williams. Morning, Jodie.
Morning.
How does it feel waking up knowing it's a year to the Olympics?
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's so close. 365 days away. So excited.
And to know that a year from now, you could be at that opening ceremony behind the Union Jack.
Yeah, it's such an amazing feeling. I think everyone's really excited. There's going to be a really good atmosphere around today, I reckon.
Now, you have been running at the junior level up until now. Am I right? You haven't done any senior events?
Well, I've done a few senior sort of events in this country, but none really outside of it.
So will you be running, is the plan now, right, that's it, I'm clearly better than all the junior ones, I keep winning, you did brilliantly at the weekend, is the plan now, right, that's it, the rest of this year I'm going to become a senior and I'm going to do it?
I'm going to do sort of one or two more races this year, they'll both be senior, and then next year I sort of start properly getting a lot of experience in. I'll probably do all the senior races next year to try and get ready for 2012.
Wow.
How often do you have to train?
I'm training at the moment 4 or 5 times a week. So I've got to fit that in around school as well. So it's quite a lot.
Yeah. So you're 17. So you've still got a year left of your A-levels?
Yeah, A-levels next year.
And don't you go to Owens?
Yeah,
okay, over Owens, who are renowned for their sport as well. So are you one of those people? Because I met some wannabe Olympic swimmers at the weekend, and this girl, she was 12 years old, she was getting up at 5 in the morning and swimming before school, and then after school she'd go home, she'd have a dinner, do her homework, and then go swimming again. What's it like, because obviously it's the summer holidays now, but what's it like normally?
Yeah, not quite like a swimmer schedule. Their schedule's crazy, but... Yeah, I train sort of after school every day apart from Friday and then Saturday mornings for about sort of 3 hours each time.
Jeez.
So you still get a bit of a lion then. That's how I'd arrange it. If I was like a great runner or something, I'd have to make sure I get at least 8 or 9 hours kip every morning.
Yeah, definitely. I need my sleep.
Oh yeah, I love the fact, because we all thought maybe you'd have been up since 5, like running around Stanborough Park, but actually you got 10 minutes ago you woke up, just before we phoned.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that about you. So you did amazing at the weekend. How does that feel, being at European Junior Champion? You had, 5 years of nobody ever beating you, wasn't it, something like that?
It's really exciting. I'm really happy with them. The weekend's performances, especially with the time in the 100. I mean, that was a long time coming, but I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, because you how fast did you run? 11.18. It was a championship record, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know whether you know this. You probably do, because you've probably thought about it already. But do you know, the last time the Olympics was held in London, do you know what the fastest time was for the women's 100 metres?
No. 11.9.
Which means if you'd have just been born 70 years earlier or so, you would have won the Olympics already.
Yeah.
But you would be nearly 90.
Yeah, you'd be 90 now. But yeah, you've already run faster than an Olympic gold winning time from the last time the Olympics were in London. Is there a chance you'd be running in the 100 metres this time next year?
Hopefully. I just need to keep this shape up and, hopefully I'll be there for the 100.
200 metres?
I'll have to choose one or the other. I don't think I'll have the strength to sort of double up, but, definitely. I mean, there's an equal chance that I go for either one, so I'm going to have to choose.
So what's the deal now? You simply have to run... Is there like an event where all the British athletes get together and you simply see who's the best out of you lot to see who goes forward?
Yeah, there's a qualifying time. So there's 2 standards. There's A standard and B standard. So you have to run the A standard or run the B standard twice, I think. And then once you've got that time, there's a qualifying event about a month before. And you have to come in the top 3 and have the qualifying time to allow you to go.
Wow. It sounds like it's all timing-wise coming perfectly. It must be nice to know you've got other Olympics in the future, but, here's this one right on your doorstep. You can just get the train from Wellingborough City so easily.
Yeah, definitely.